Welcome to Envision This, connecting you to visionaries of a more resilient, equitable, and earth-friendly future. Our guest tonight, Aurora Juliana Ariel, is a Renaissance woman for the new millennium. She's creator of The Quest, and she's an award-winning author of the Earth 2012-33 series. Aurora brings a profound understanding of the human psyche and the tools to heal an ailing humanity. She brings her dynamic vision to our present planetary equation in landmark discoveries from years of pioneering work. She envisions this, a new frontier in personal and planetary transformation. So please help us to welcome Aurora Juliana Ariel.
Thank you. So happy to be here today with you.
Exactly. Aurora, many people have a dark view of the coming times, but not you. Why do you believe our future will be brighter?
Because we would not all be here, that vision encoded in our hearts and doing everything that we can for an amazing future. There's so many of us here on Earth today, and we really have the numbers, and we have been making an amazing positive change, and we've been doing a great job so far. And when you think of a whole planet that is really run in unconsciousness, people living out of their unconscious patterns, people playing out unconsciously that we came into, you can see how much effort it's taking for all of us. But because we're in the high millions, all of us, I think we're doing a really great job, and I have great hope for the future.
Great. In your Earth 2012-33 series, you call this period of time the gateway to a new world. Why is it a gateway? Why is this period significant?
There was an incredible acceleration that started happening in picking up in 2012. Across the board, people have been noticing a faster advancement, a faster awakening going on. And these are the critical years of making a really positive change. I was so blessed to have a divinely commissioned project in 2012, in November. In the midst of all these dire prophecies and predictions and scientific even, I really wanted to know the truth. And, of course, I believe certain things that I write about, and I had brought a lot of evidence to that equation, to that puzzle. However, you know, none of us could really even say what was going to happen next. And I went into the future. My best friend, who's a hypnotherapist, took me under for a very long time so that there's no way my conscious self would have a say. And so in these type sessions, you can go to your superconscious self, the higher self, and then I was also had a divine guidance. And I went into different points in the future, so I was actually seeing it for my own self. And finally, watching this whole progression of the unfoldment that we're all in right now, going to 2033, I finally saw where things were at by then. I had tears of joy pouring down my face. I just wasn't the same ever. I've had an incredible peace. I've been translating that for other people to hear and listen to, so it is available, the Journey into the Future. And it's really showed me what I already had seen in visions. I got an energetic transfer of what we are doing, how much we are accomplishing, and what the future is, what the highest probability of future was at that time, and it was glorious.
Yeah. What are you seeing as signs that this was a true view of the future now that we're 3 years into this gateway of time?
Well, I talked about in 2014, I was shown how people were more loving, more in their hearts than ever before. And there was this consciousness, just quick elevation, acceleration of consciousness that we're having this exponential leap in. Now, I saw it personally in clients that were able to take so much more, do such a deeper piece and heal what I call inner aspects, which are subconscious personalities. In my life's work, Sacred Alchemy, and then to the quest that I developed, you go into the heart of life conditions and heal them at that causal level. And so you work with these inner aspects. And so people where they used to have one way back in 20, whatever, 30 years ago when I began, and one that they would clear in a session, and then that started accelerating in 2000 by Mother Mary coming in and helping it be more global healing. So every time someone did their healing, they're moving their family and all humanity forward. And then after 2012, I couldn't believe how many aspects people were coming to clear. And so now I'm witnessing all the time just massive healings, like people just taking big chunks, like a whole lifetime of weights and burdens and patterns in a session. They're just releasing it and stepping into their authentic self. So in that journey, the keynote was that as we transform the shadow aspects that have been running our world from inside all of us and out picturing in our world from outside of us, we are able to live in our authentic selves more fully, and that is the self that births the golden age. A golden age is a outcome of somebody and a group of people and a planet living in their authentic selves. It's the natural outer reflection. So seeing that more and more, I'm just seeing, I get to see, and I'm grateful, all the wonderful blessings all the time. I seem to hear it on the news and everything, just the advancement we're all making.
Can you give us an example
of how we're progressing?
Yes.
Well, one thing in what my piece, you know, I came to bring is this inner work and for people to have this peace. And now people are like coming in droves and actually freeing themselves. You're seeing it in the media, in more conscious media, things like Gaia TV and some of these others that are really bringing quality, conscious films and TV shows and programming to the people now. You're seeing a lot of beautiful things that we started seeing some years back, in advances in education, working with children, more conscious parenting, more people around the world caring about the environment, green technologies, a lot of inventors bringing forth things that hopefully will be utilized in the future, and they'll have that freedom to do that. And on and on and on. And it's just in every single level, an area of life, people that came to this earth that I write about to do all this, to do this mission, are making great headway.
It's possible that we were moved by these energies to begin this broadcast on Envision This and bringing the voice of visionaries to the people.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and look at all the telesummits now broadcasting. Look at how we have media to broadcast to everyone around the world positive imaging, positive messages, tools to help people. Look at how many tools there are. Look at how many healing modalities. Looking at all these cutting edge new cures for things and a return to health in the people and a sense of community and connectedness. There, I would say absolutely we should tune into all of these type forums and maybe just a little bit listen to the news, not very much, not enough to get infected and depressed and feel like it's all lost, it's all a lost cause, because that's not true at all. It's just the way the one streaming vision of that particular media puts out, that it's not the truth at all. When you look at a whole planet and you see millions of people at work creating amazing things in their community, groups and community services and health for the children and the elderly. I mean, it is amazing. If we had a news source that was broadcasting this truth, everyone in the world would take hope. Take up hope, they would feel like the future was bright. And it's only because certain people haven't taken the right media and the right avenues to access the information of how much great good is taking place on Earth today.
So just to summarize what you're saying, it sounds like what you're tapping into is that there's this synchronicity. For example, us doing this radio show, for example, whereas 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even, the technology wasn't around, and basically everybody had to rely on mass media, whereas now you get people like us and you doing this interview, and we're able to challenge where we're at and hopefully strive towards eliciting an evolution.
Yes, alternative media, alternative everything, alternative energies. It's like alternative. We are moving alternative healing methods. We're moving away from the archaic systems and things that haven't worked in the past. And no wrong to anyone, it's been exploratory, experimental. But we're moving into a new world where there are incredible advances, but also nature is pristine and beautiful. And it's an amazing world. And we're doing it. We're all doing it together. We're birthing this together. Like the Indian nations say, we are the ones who we've been waiting for. We are those ones. And it just behooves all of us to do everything that we can to take the greatest care of ourselves so we can be the best vessel of this change. Because if it's encoded in your heart, this transformed world, this vision of an Eden, a heaven on earth type reality, then you are one of the ones that are meant to bring it into physical reality. And in the future, it is a physical reality. It's amazing how much is gone and how much is in place that lets the people flourish and feel nurtured and be loving and support people to be conscious, people to be their best selves and bring out their best offerings. It's having seen it, I could counsel any nation in the world who would ever want to create under this new paradigm, and the main thing is we help the people to flourish, because if they flourish, if there's great programs for the people rather than constant taxation and keep them being mindless, worn out, exhausted worker bees on meds, then the people will bring out this vast array of talents and gifts and support to the world, and the world will just keep getting better and better as the creative genius within is allowed to have its reality, have its medium on Earth. So it's that was one of the key things I saw that there was a turn in awareness by the governments, by the developing nations, which is amazing because we think it's going to come out of, the big change is going to come out of the indigenous cultures or that kind of cultural kingdom or nation. But it's the developing nations that finally realize that if we create everything so that people can flourish, we're going to all be living in an incredible world, and that came true.
So how can people best prepare for these coming times?
It's really about changing the way we've been, okay? So in my landmark research and findings over many, 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 many years, I kept finding the cause of suffering in our lives and all of the problems and the ill health and the relationship dynamics, financial, everything were coming out of the psyche from our unconscious. It wasn't coming from some deity dictating the way the world should go or the bad guys creating it all. It was actually coming from within us. And that's how I was able to start isolating those parts of self, the inner aspects, and found a way to actually transform them so the person's life could begin to flourish. The illness could drop away, or the relationship could get better, or they would actualize their greater potential and render a greater service. And when I was seeing that, I was seeing that exponential shift in humanity at this time as more and more people are actually doing inner work so that they can be in their authentic selves most of the time and doing their part, being vessels of this great change. So it's really about the inward focus, because we can wear ourselves out all day long in creating projects and amazing endeavors, but if the consciousness doesn't change, if the subconscious programming that has undone everything in our world up until now isn't healed and transformed, and if people don't become masterful in living their authentic self most of the time rather than the shadow self all the time with all its worries, doubts, fears, and upsets, then, you know, we're not going to see this big change. So I would say to everyone who's working night and day to make a better world, make sure you are cleaning house as well and healing as many patterns as you can to free yourself and your family lines from all that which has held the dark side of this world in place up until now.
So you're in essence really talking about more of a bottom up power structure where the power comes from within us into the greater whole.
Yeah, we're very much as the new age physics say, you know, the physicists say, having discovered in our time that we're in a highly mutable holographic field, you could call it. Mm-hmm. Our inner reality is getting projected out into our world, into our relationships. It's mirrored in our relationships, our financial, how we live and everything. That is a mirror reflection of what's going on within. And where there's harmony and love and happiness and our lives are flourishing, that's the part, that's how much we're allowing our authentic self, our true divine natures, to be a living presence within us and manifest that. And wherever there's something uncomfortable and challenging and hurtful, that's where there's subconscious aspects that are actually calling to our attention for healing. And we need to tend to those, because when we heal them, we get to the deeper core levels of the cause behind it all, the belief systems we took on way back when or from the family line. And now we're healing the age-old systems within that are going to let us build the new empowered systems without, you know, create an amazing golden age society or, you know, Eden or whatever people call heaven on earth type reality. So yeah, it must, the inner must be tended to, otherwise it will outpicture in our lives, and that's why there have been great causes and people that have risen up over time and wanted positive change, but it never happens because this is was what I found at the core of it all, and that was one of my most exciting findings and is the basis of my life's work.
You mention special violet people in your writings quite often. Are these people that are born with some special potential, or do all of us have the potential to be violet people?
I think we all have the potential to be awakening in this time, but I have cataloged a certain group of souls that came to Earth en masse and were born into every country and in every background, from every background, who were actually prophesied by all the American Indian nations individually. They had individual separate from each other prophecies about these rainbow warriors that were going to come at a time of darkness, who would be the healers, the way showers, the teachers, and help lead humanity into the new world. And the Indian nations today recognize we have arrived and that we're here. And they called us the rainbow warriors, rainbow meaning multicultural. And I call them the violet people, because they're encoded and their whole mission is personal and planetary transformation, which is a very violet ray quality. And so I kind of just coined the name violets. We're the violet people. We're here to make a personal and planetary change, and the world is never going to be the same because we have arrived.
How would a person know whether they or their child or their grandchild was in fact a violet person? How would they recognize that? Or
I can give a few of the qualities, and I have actually 22 master qualities listed in the second book in the Earth 2012 to 33 series. So I present all this and evidence of, and believe me, it's not all la 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 nice, everything's nicey nice, oblivious to what's going on. I allude to and highlight a lot of the dark potentials that we as a humanity are faced with, but I also show the way out, giving the quest process, a seven-step process of healing all of these patterns and belief systems that are holding you back. That also, in I introduce the violet people, and in book two, I lay out the 22 master qualities. So some of the things that I've been, because violet people have always come to me for the healing work. So I've gotten in the psyches of a lot of violets, and there's some similar themes like being born into a world that you feel disconnected with and having higher aspirations and feelings of what is right and true, like what is more normal for you, your aesthetics, the beauty, the vibration, feeling out of sync when you came into this world, and the mentality, the consciousness and all that, being of a higher vibration, being of a higher consciousness, seeking higher consciousness things, having a universal type mind instead of being locked into one little religion and religious beliefs. One thing about violets, like when you go into their homes, everybody has an altar, just like in the olden days, but it'll have everything on it, Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, and it might have Buddha, you know, and Krishna. And the violets are very universally minded. They embrace and acknowledge truth that runs through all the world's religions. They're not really sectarian, where they're focused only this kind of clothing, this type of food, and this religion, etc. They're very open. And these are the ones that we all saw romping around the world to this day, oming at sacred sites, The souls that were evolving on this planet before we all came, they were not doing that. Violets meet people in different regions of the world in immediate trends and connected. That wasn't going on, where most people, maybe a little bit, but not to the degree that violets do it. Violets find family, soul family, anywhere they go, and are immediately connected and linked up. There's not the getting to know them process, and also nothing is very surface level. It's deeper, deep connections, deep sharing. They're highly visionary. They have aspirations or want a better world, a more enlightened world, on and on and on. The violets, really interestingly though, didn't come in enlightened. We could have all come in enlightened because I've traced where we're all from, and we are from higher realms of light. And many of the divine ones that are serving this world stayed behind while we came. So we are definitely divine beings who came to Earth at this time. There could be some are angels, some are, you know, all different types of their divinity, their qualities. We were definitely divine beings who came to Earth, but we didn't choose to come in enlightened because we wouldn't have been able to forge that. We wouldn't be able to really do what we came to do because the essence of the change is the inner change in the psyches of humanity. That's where it needed to take place. So we needed to come in and take on whole lot of junk from our family lines and clean it up and heal these things the last time and make that shift and leap in consciousness that is really resetting us to ever new futures of a higher form.
You speak of place Lemuria and its impact on awakening souls today. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I remember Edgar Cayce said, and I read him very, very young, and he interested me because I had been given a vision from an angel of the breakdown of our world, and he had seen similar, but I also was given other visions that we were coming to avert all that. So he had said that Lemuria would be rising in Atlantis. Atlantis and Lemuria would be rising in this time period. I think a lot of people felt it was physical, but it's definitely happening in the consciousness of humanity. When you think of Atlantis being highly technologically advanced and very mentally, just very high IQ and mental capabilities, and capabilities of the material physical world. And then you think of Lemuria as high technology as well, but very spiritually based, very much the motherland, the heart center. And of course, these were very linked because it was a global civilization that was birthed out of Lemuria, the motherland, birthing many lands, birthing many cultures that include Egypt and Greece and China, and you know, those high civilizations that we have in our histories. And so today people are being really impacted by that resurgence that's coming up, I think, in the psyches of humanity and the remembrance of these things, perhaps through past embodiments or the family lineages, but it's definitely coming out of the consciousness, and people are really into advancing technologies as well as spiritual consciousness, and having that dual reality is really exciting.
Could you tell us about the cure you developed that could end suffering worldwide?
So it started young, and I was divinely awakened and guided to this mission. And as things started happening to me, I would always wonder why, and One of the big ones was my mother becoming severely mentally ill when I was 19. And so it really gave me a fervor and a quest for truth to find out, well, what is at the heart of suffering? And is there a cure? Because I wanted to cure my mother. And so what I found is that all suffering is coming out of our psyche. It's not a dictated reality, and I've never found in thousands and thousands and thousands of cases, I've never found that, oh, I'm suffering today because it was my karma or because I was bad in another life. Though these things are related in a different way. It's if something happened in another life, then the person will have belief systems like I'm cast out, God doesn't love me, I'm wrecked, I'm ruined, I'm bad, or something like that. And then, you know, that'll just create a reality that keeps every succeeding embodiment playing out. And all kinds of other belief systems that were taken on through hardships and challenges and things going on where even little children believing certain things, well, I found these beliefs form patterns. And those patterns in the unconscious then start being projected out movies in our life experience. So the way I found it all was I kept having people with the most impossible cases coming to me, and I was helping them unlock it on every level, holistically, but also getting down to, well, what's the cause, the real cause of it, okay? If they had an illness or if they had they were being abused severely by their husband or something really major going on that they couldn't extricate themselves from, I'd always trace it. We'd trace it and go right down into the unconscious, to these patterns and to those beliefs and to the part of them, the subconscious aspects or inner aspects that were holding all that in place and running the movie. And then I found a way, which I called sacred alchemy early on, that transforming the baser or inner aspects of self into the gold of the true nature, I found a way to transform them back to their full potential or back to the authentic self, their innate divinity. And when I did that, the person's life would make a dramatic leap and change. And then as I've worked with people over a year at a time, then I was able to trace and track major outer changes in their lives just from the inner work alone. And I've been able to pull out people from a lot of things like suicidal and deeply depressed. I've been able to heal mental illness by doing this inner work and also working on a holistic method of working with every area of their life and level. So that includes brain balancing protocols that I found out are similar to what Dr. Amon's been doing, and he is very highly acclaimed for his work. Mine is more wider field of influence. His is very focused on brain damage, brain chemistry disorders, and all, and how nutritional and nutritional supplements can heal it. But I always find that if we don't heal the cause of it, it will revisit. That's why, you know, we have illnesses that, you know, go out of remission and things like that. So ultimately, it's coming from within our psyche, and that's the good news. That means we can heal the cause of suffering within us and really change our future, you know, change the whole world around us.
So in essence, you're saying that change isn't going to be happening by us changing the government, but that we change from the inside out in the same fashion that a fetus develops in utero, from the inside out, from center to periphery, is what you're saying.
It has to be, just because we are like in this big holodeck, and I've experimented with it over years and years and years, as I really have that scientific bent to want to know the truth, figure out the truth, and see. But yeah, if we want to change our outer reality, we really need to change the inner reality. We must heal all this stuff. And now we have every kind of modality under the planet, and I like mine. I use it all the time because it's I made it to be the Ferrari model of psychological healing and soul healing. And I made it really easy with 7 steps that anyone can do when they have an issue that comes up. And the byproduct of that is if you gain mastery and you are healing your issues and resolving them as they arise, instead of 8 weeks depressed and 6 years angry at Fred, what if you took an hour and you did the process and you had forgiveness, or you came out of your depression, or maybe it's going to be 6 sessions over 3 months that you do as each time the next piece comes up. But it's about when we heal these things, our whole life shifts. And so if we're millions, I think we might be 100 million at this point, and now there's children and grandchildren. I may be losing count at this point. But we are so many of us doing this. There are people in the government, in all the different systems, that are undergoing this transformation. A lot of them are working on themselves, they're resolving the issues, they're becoming more of who they are. And when you do that, when you're really on it and doing it as it comes up instead of playing it out, you end up in your positive, proactive self most of the time. Can you imagine that efficiency in all these different systems if people were in their authentic self most of the time, like letting their creative genius come forth, all their insights, all their creativity, all their capabilities, and putting that into the systems that they are working in? That's how the world can change really fast. That's how systems can get upgraded and new systems in place. And we're seeing that across the board in the violet. So there's a host of inventions ready to go. There's been amazing healing modalities in this time. And the more people are clearing themselves, the more, you know, their creative genius is coming out and lending its magic to our world.
Tell us about the 7 steps in your quest protocol.
The quest is a sacred alchemy process, so it is transforming the baser aspects of self, the programs, the limiting beliefs, the sabotaging patterns into the gold of our true nature. Basically, it's the process is restoring us back to ourself. And I've seen this time and time again of devastation and pain, and that by the end of the session, clarity, truth, peace, relief, happiness. It's a really comprehensive program I created. So, and I made it as a self-healing system so everyone can do it and actually get my book for free, The Quest to Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny book, off my website, the AuroraJulianaAriel.com website. But I would highly recommend the Earth 2012-33 book, and The Ultimate Quest is the first one which has the quest in it, if you care about the topics that we're talking about today and what can happen. So the 7 steps basically is identifying your issue and then coming apart from it, disassociating from the part of you that's so angry or brokenhearted or hurt, so you can get a visual image of it and then take it through the 7 steps. And the steps allow you to go really into depth about, okay, well, this unconscious part of me that is representative of a group of them, because now we're all healing massive amounts, how did that influence me on every level, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, career, financial, and relationships, and you get all that info. So you get to see, wow, this was coming out of my psyche, below my conscious awareness, and it was creating havoc in my life. And then you take the aspect in the history to find out where and when. Where did all this patterning begin? Where did this part of you go from the authentic self, the peace of your true nature, the happiness, the creativity, belief in self, loving, open-heartedness to whatever the program is, the brokenhearted one, let's say. And then when you find where it all began, you can trace the history so you understand the pattern, then you go into, well, what were the beliefs, the actual beliefs and self-judgments that were taken on? And that's where the healing begins, in identifying these misinterpretations. But it isn't you mentally doing it. You're actually working with your unconscious and a part of you that's down on that level. And so it's very, very simple and easy to do. And finally, at the end, there's a, after you found out what the gift of it was and what the truth is, and there's shifting happening, there's a beautiful, complete transfiguration. And all of a sudden, you're back. That aspect is shining and glowing and transformed, and you are transformed. You're in your authentic self. So maybe you were angry 40 minutes ago, well, however long it takes you to do one of these, and now you are restored to yourself. You can move forward and be creative and proactive and fulfill your higher destiny potential, and then the world's going to be shifting around you to mirror that.
You're saying that your book that would guide somebody through this process, The Quest, Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny, is available through free through your website. Can you?
I wanted to make sure everybody that could get it throughout the planet, no matter what their financial situation was. And then with the broader information we're talking about today, those are all of that's in the Earth 2012 to 33 books. And there's four of them so far with more coming. And it's packed full of amazing stories and a lot that will pretty much change your view of the future.
Could you tell us about the Life Coach and Counselor Certification course?
I've been really excited about this, of perfecting it over a lot of years as I've worked one-on-one, downloading it to people, and now getting ready in 2016 to have virtual live classroom where I can help train and certify people all over the world simultaneously. And up until now, it's been, you know, giving people sessions every week and helping them actualize their greater potential, free themselves, and learn as they're doing it. So it's an experiential learning module while helping them become a master life coach and counselor in active participating sessions where they get, you know, a lot of experience. And then also in mastering their own psychology, in doing their own self-healing process with the clinic. And it's exciting for me because they're not the same in a year when the course is over. They are so much of who they truly are, and now they have the skills, mastery, and knowledge to help others. And in the other one, in the virtual one we're going to be doing, we'll be able to give it a much less. It'll be much less expensive and probably can get it done in 9 months. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be quite a blessing. You also produce music as a composer, singer, and recording artist. Some of it in an unknown language, but you feel that this music, these songs have healing abilities. Can you explain that?
Well, one of the experiences was when I came together with Bruce Bedfar, and we entered this amazing love for 5 years, and very right when we were just coming together in this incredible open heart chakra, opened experience of what many people call the beloved relationship, there were sounds that started coming in, just flowing in night and day, night and day. I mean, I'd be woken up at 3 a.m. with these songs just loud in my ears in this other languaging. And so they just kept coming through. And then he and I performed, not these songs, but we performed in Crete, and we were part of a Power Places tour, Sacred Site Journey. And we spent to Santorini, which at that time it had the comet, Kohoutek, and the new moon right overhead. It was amazing. And then stars and then ocean all around us on the island in Greece. And he started playing the guitar, and my heart leapt, like I knew this song. And then I started singing the sacred song. He started singing them too, and he, in 15 other albums, he never had his vocals on them. He's very, he's been very well renowned for being an incredible guitarist and composer and multi-instrumentalist. And it started coming through him, and now it was coming through both of us. So when we got back to Maui, we had a recording studio in our home. We would do different takes. Like, he would be woken up at 3 a.m. and lay down this music that was coming through. And, you know, like many musicians do, we're listening for the music and listening for that time of the creativity. Now, this stuff is coming in from higher realms of light. It was just a high vibrational, had a lot of divine visitations around it. And when we did different takes, different tracks, it was coming in that same syllable. And so, you know, it was very definitely a languaging, but not from our world. So I, you know, for me, I just look at it as a universal language of love. And some of it sounds like different languages on the planet. And so I just figure, you know, it's that one universal language that all languages were born from. And, of course, we have the story of Tower of Babel and how there was one language and then there was many languages. So that's it. And divine visitations, a lot happened to me during the recordings of a healing divine nature. And a lot of people with inner sight of spoken about the music in Renaissance of Grace. And then, of course, we have those songs running through the Healing Music for an Awakening World albums.
How would you access this music?
Well, you can Google me, Aurora Juliana Ariel, and find everything and have it showcased on that website and other websites, as well as CD Baby, and Pandora's playing it, and I think iTunes and Spotify. So it's out there to be gotten, and you can buy it on Amazon. And if you buy the CD, you actually can read the story inside, and you'll get an amazing experience around what this is, and then, you know, be able to access that more when you're listening to it. You'll have more conscious awareness of the healing matrices, the healing aspect of it.
You have graciously offered to honor us and our listeners with a closing soul remedy and global healing for personal and planetary transformation. And I'd like to provide the time that we have remaining for you to do that.
Okay, great. How much time do we have for that?
We have anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, I leave it up to the Divine Ones. And, you know, early on, I just awakened to my soul purpose and was visited by the ones from the realms of light. And many of them are very revered on Earth to this day. And so everything I do is really inspired from those higher realms and in sync with that higher vibration. And this is a gift that the Divine Ones started bringing out a year ago for the healing of the people and the healing of humanity in our world. And now they've started a global healing forum once a month, and our next one is Wednesday through the Awakening Heart Network. We are hosting it every month. And Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary will be gifting humanity and all those the listeners the Emerald Matrix. So This is a precursor to that, a shorter version of what's going to take place. And also we'll see what the gifting is today for everybody present and those on the replay as well, because, you know, this energy is in the timeless zone. So, and the replays are just as powerful. All right, let's everybody center in our hearts. And I am going to give an invocation, doing an invite to the Divine Ones on behalf of all of us through our Divine Selves.
Okay. Just quickly, if you're interrupted by a voice from the studio telling us our time is up, don't worry about it. Listeners can't hear it.
Okay, great. Okay, good. So I won't stop. Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to do the prayer, and then I'm going to defer to whatever Divine One wants to come in. And a lot of times it's Mother Mary. She's the sponsor of the quest and sacred alchemy in the world, and very grateful for everything that she's brought forward to reach so many people today. All right, so centering in our hearts. Beloved Father, Mother, Divine Universal Presence, our inner divine selves and heavenly sponsors, we give grateful thanks for the bountiful blessings and healing and all that we are receiving today, all that can be healed at the deepest levels of our psyches, those causal levels of all the challenges, the strife, the stress, and all suffering of any kind in ourselves, our family lines, and all humanity. Thank you for lifting all this up by divine grace, cleansing our world from all that is creating havoc, and bringing us into that blessed reality of our divine selves so that we can outpicture and our lives outpicture that divine plan which is so wanting to be manifest on earth. We thank you that we are vessels today of this greater plan and through our divine selves that all these things get done in accordance with the divine plan for us all. Dearest heart, so in answer to your call, we of the divine realms of light come en masse to assist your world. Some of us who have walked this earth know the greatness of the travail that souls endure here and have great compassion for all that you've been going through and the things that you face daily that have so often kept you seeing the truth of who you are or coming into that ennobled conscious state of your highest stature, your noblest stature as a divine being visiting this earth. Yes, beloved, you have forgotten many times the truth about your mission and who you are, that why, the whys and wherefores of the earth reality you have found yourself in, many times feeling a victim, many times feeling like you are out of sync with the mores of the times and all that is taking place here. And yet we say, take heart, beloved. Take heart, O humanity. It is not over yet, for we are winning the day and vanquishing the night. All of us together, those of you who have come to the earth to clear the way, first within your psyches and then in your outer realities, creating heaven on earth in your own life experiences, and then in the outer world through that medium with which you work in that area that you have your service. Know that we are many here in the realms of light, and that as you've departed into these realms of earth, we remained with you in spirit and aligned, helping you fulfill your destinies helping you to be awakened at those appropriate times, helping you to come into that sense of self, to mature finally into knowing you are divine, and that in your divinity, so many miracles take place. Yes, the earth is in the throes of darkness, and yet there are pockets of light throughout the planet. You are a light in the planet. And as you come together in your groups, as you link up with others, you form an antakarana of light that is making a difference on this planet. There's nothing out there that you're up against, beloved. That is the one important truth we come to share today. My beloved Archangel Raphael and I, Mother Mary, for we come to seal your foreheads in the light of divine protection today and to anchor the light of your divine selves in physical reality and help you prepare for this ongoing global healing that we administer through the Temple of Sacred Alchemy, stripping away now all the worries and cares from you, angelic hosts coming into the fray, assisting humanity to be free of the weights that have been encumbering, burdensome, and keeping people feeling bereft and lost and distant from their true reality. Feel the change, beloved, in you, for the DNA is being quickened and realigned and recoded with the divine patterning, for you of allowing us to come and present this vast array of light-filled offerings to nurture you, mana from heaven, to restore you, to bring you back into the divine self that you are, while helping strip away all that no longer serves you, has weighted down upon you air too long. Release it, beloved, and step free on a whole nother increment of your light-filled reality, of the truth of who you are, of your divinity. Know that this is a journey. Therefore, we offer the monthly healing forums now that you can come and partake of and be washed clean and have patterns healed and the DNA restored and your pineal quickened and chakras cleansed so they can spin in divine unison with the harmony of the spheres. Coming into that, which is called the zero point now, that centered reality in yourself, coming down into the peace of who you are, you can feel the change and know it is real and true. And know that as more arises, it's only up to be cleared. And as you clear the way, you are clearing it for yourself, your family, and all humanity. Each session, each release, like today, as we cleanse and heal the psyches of humanity, is redialing humanity to a whole new future, a more positive, light-filled future, to finally meet that future in time and space Aurora saw that is a very real and high probability today. Amidst all the probabilities, we would say it is still the highest one, because all of you are so diligent in transforming your lives and this world. Now receive the rose light of love in your heart, beloved. Feel your heart's opening and know that it is safe to live in your heart and to let yourself feel and to allow others to come in and be kindred spirits, to be loving friends and allies, to be the beloved. Let the walls crumble now. Let the defenses dissolve. You are an illumined being with great wisdom who loves truth and standing for what is right. You will always be able to guide yourself on the highest destiny path as you follow that inner light, that inner calling and inner direction of your divine self. So let go. Let everything that you have held up as resistance go now. Let yourself step free from all the weights and burdens that have been so cumbersome, so painful. Let go of relationships that are no longer serving you and ways of being that are just not the truth of who you are. For you have the strength now, beloved, to rise up and claim this dignity of your divine self. And thus do we give the quest, and thus is it there for you. And so the monthly healings, all available to assist you, and in the books and audios, all that you would ever need to fortify yourself with the awareness that is essential in this time, traversing, as you traverse the challenges of this era. Know that we stand with you. We are with you, beloved. And we bless you this day and anoint you in the light of the solar logos of your divine self, more fully activated, to be able to be more fully active in this grand earth plane. Well, it's great for everybody now to integrate all this and to stay quiet if you can and let yourself feel it and bask in it and just be in the peace.
Namaste, Aurora, and all our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me and allowing this beautiful offering to our world and to all of us.
Thank you, Aurora.